Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is Melissa Bilardi, your host on Help for HD. We are online, live, and podcasting all about help for Huntington's disease. When I first started this program on BTR back in November, I never dreamed we would have over 5,200 listeners by now. Thank you all for your support and interest in Help for HD programming. Special thanks to Lynn Beck for bringing us Xenazine, the first FDA-approved drug for chorea associated with Huntington's disease, and for supporting us, Help for HD. Without you, we would not have a show, definitely. Please call into the show to ask questions on two phone lines, 310-982-4227, and our toll-free is 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1 and I'll cue you into the show. Please tell all your friends and family about the show and click follow on the show page to get email reminders of upcoming episodes. Our incredible special guest tonight is the multifaceted and multi-talented James Falvano, author of One with the Blue and filmmaker of The Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease and The Faces of Huntington's Disease, I Am No Longer a Faceless Face. James has recently started a weekly video blog called James Talk Video and James Talk Info Bits, which is all a buzz in the HD community. He has some very exciting news to tell us today, so without further ado, here's James. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Melissa. Great for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Great. So you had a nice phone call with Jane Kogan from HDSA this morning, HD Advocacy. Tell us about your phone call.
Yes, I did. I spoke with Jane earlier this morning. She's fabulous, and I want to thank her ahead of time. We had a great conversation, and I'm so honored that Jane had asked me to help out with the Huntington's Disease Parity Act. Not only will she be releasing an HDSA video for the HD Awareness Month advocacy campaign, but we came up with a plan to utilize James Talk InfoBits to spread the word. It's very important that we mention tonight that on April 18th through the 29th, Congress is in recess, so now it is a great opportunity to act upon this, and we must do this. And it's real simple. We need to take the time to ask the same representatives who helped support the first bill to support the second bill. It is time to put on the pressure. Something great, I'm going to try something new. I'll be filming myself in real time as I complete both steps on the HDSA Take Action page, so it might help others to see the process. I'm all about visuals. Visuals help. So if you have any questions or concerns, Jane wants you to email her. Her email address is jkogan@hdsa.org, or just call her directly. Her phone number is 212-242-1968, and you can reach her at extension 226. And lastly, Jane would very much love for the community to send her a Facebook friend request so we can all, you know, get together and take care of this.
Great. Now, is she on your Facebook page now?
Yes.
Great. So she's going to be able to stay plugged into the HD community through your site, through my site. And now talk about your video in real time now. How are you going to set that up? Are you going to post it? Are you going to email it? How are you going to?
Within the info bits, this week I'm going to designate the entire info bit to the HD Parity Act. I'm going to use the slides that Jane had given me. And then I'm going to cut into an actual film of me doing the process, which we did for the Mundy cars, and we have a face car, so everybody knew how to vote.
Okay.
So it's just something different. You never know. Visuals always help.
You're very inventive. Okay, so let's talk about your film. Now, did we get the results from the NeuroFilm Film Fest?
Yes, they came in today, and the contest is over, and the winners were announced in Honolulu, and I congratulate all of them. Although the film did not win an award, I'm telling you, Melissa, I am so proud to know that many people watched it, and it allowed for a venue of communication to open. And the true prize in my heart is the awareness that it brought, and to know that literally, are you ready to hear this? 7,000 people, almost 7,000 people have viewed it all over the world in less than 2 months.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So the support from the community is the biggest reward that I could have ever dreamed for, and it was a great experience, and I love everyone for their support on this.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your video info bits.
Yes. Well,
James
at
Talk
first,
video and info bits. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I first created the James Talk video to discuss the up-and-coming film that we're working on, The Face of Huntington's Disease, I'm No Longer Faceless Face. However, I began to receive a flood of emails. It's just been wonderful, and Facebook messages, and I felt that this might be another useful tool to reach out to the Huntington's community at large on other topics of importance with HD.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of morphed a bit, you know?
Yes.
It took on a couple of faces, which, you know, and then one moment I was sitting in my kitchen at the laptop reading additional emails and realized that people wanted to know about other topics. And that's where I came up with the James Talk InfoBits.
That's great.
Yeah.
You must get a ton of emails every day.
Facebook messages a lot and emails and now Twitter. So it's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. And as you saw, and I'm hoping everybody else saw, that I designated the first episode of the InfoBits to the HSG, which is the Huntington Study Group, where I listed each of the trials and tried to make it easier for others to receive the information. It's just a different flavor.
Right. And, you know, that is another group that we started. Actually, I want to thank you, James, for helping me with that, get that started. We want people to look for Help for HD, Help HSG Awareness on Facebook and ask to become a friend on that.
I believe we're up to 45 members.
Yeah, I can only send
out
so many friend requests, and I'd like to just make sure that people know that it's there. And I
will
really
also throw up a slide soon about that again as a reminder.
Yeah, I really appreciate you doing that. So let's talk about phase two of your project. You've got a plan.
Yeah, phase two.
Tell us about
it. It's been exciting. The whole entire thing has been exciting. We have now, the last count, I'm up to 45 short video clips from the HD community, which stretches throughout the world. It's just amazing. All of them will be included in the documentary, and they have been creative. You're talking about amazing. People
mm-hmm.
coming out with beautiful masks, creative, just absolutely mm-hmm. creative. And I'd like to mention that the film, it will begin with my battle and my family's struggles and how my family and the online community brought me to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a challenge for me. I mean, but it needs to be told and then to morph into where things are now, which is in such a better place and in a better light. I know that I previously mentioned that the plan was to get a bus to travel across the country to visit the team. Now, that's not off the table.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need to, you know, see how it'll affect the financial part of the proposal. So we have options. I might fly each of the team members to a specific place to meet, or I'll fly to each of the team members. So, you know, all of this is in the proposal, and we'll see how it pans out. And if I could, I wanted to mention just two other pieces of the film.
Okay.
Well, this is exciting. The team, the A-team, will hold a lottery in the HD community. So during filming, a certain number of individuals will be able to win the opportunity for me to travel to their hometown and
mm-hmm.
share their story on camera. So I cannot wait for that experience. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, tell us what A-Team is.
The A-Team is our group of, by God, the best people, among the best people I have ever met. The irony in there is we've never seen each other, which is one of the steps within the film. Yeah, 18 people have come together, and we have created such a great experience. And that's part of the film, is how 18 people who've never seen each other can come together and for the same cause and to be an advocate for HD. And so that's one of my, you know, hopes, is that we can come together to do that.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for the phase two of the project.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And at the pivotal part of the film, most probably in the last scenes, one of my goals is to have a monument built in honor of those who have passed from HD. And as I said, the A-Team, we will ask the Huntington's community at large where they wish to have this memoriam placed. And once we've confirmed that place, then the scene will be filmed. So that's another thing that I'm really looking forward to doing.
So will you be asking for comments or input from
yes.
the team on that?
Absolutely. The
what about outsiders?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're
going
to get together as a team and then broaden it out
okay.
to the Huntington's disease population and friends, families. And, you know, I want to do this as, together, nothing mm-hmm. separate. Many decisions made by the community.
Okay. So would you like to tell everyone how the project will be funded? Do you know how that's going to work?
Yes. Well, I've been really working hard on the proposal. And trust me when I tell you it's not easy because of the scope and the magnitude. I'm hoping that when the company receives it, they will recognize how vital the project is and give us a shot to make this happen. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have hope and faith that it'll happen, and there's room for negotiations and changes. So I'm in the last phase. I say about a week I should have it ready to get out. And we just got to cross our fingers.
And this is like a grant proposal or
charitable donation. Exactly.
So you're not limiting yourself to one proposal
not at all.
For one company
not
or
at all.
For other possibilities.
Exactly.
If
anybody
has...
who wishes to contribute, absolutely.
Okay.
Open-ended invitation.
Okay, so how do we do that? How can we help you with that?
Well, right now we have merchandise on the wehaveaface.org website,
okay.
And you can purchase the hats, the T-shirts. There's many different things that are on there for people to actually donate and or purchase merchandise. Either way, the money will go directly to the film. And the relationship that we have on the team, one of our team members, Clarice Miller, she and her best friend and partner, Dion, they own DeShalimar, which is a nonprofit organization in New York, which is actually helping us with that. So they're actually the ones that the individual will go to their website and purchase the merchandise.
Uh-huh. So, but they can get to it from wehaveaface.org?
Absolutely, by clicking on donations.
So that'll help. And I noticed on your pictures from the Team Hope Walk in Jacksonville that you had quite a bit of...
What a day.
We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But,
sure.
Yeah, and so if anyone has any ideas about funding for James, phase two of the project, and this is for Faces of Huntington's Disease, I'm No Longer a Faceless Face, and please contact James at We Have a Face at AOL or on Facebook, and... you're always looking for ideas and opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The more people that get involved, the better. I'm completely, asking people to come with me with ideas, anything.
Right. You are so open to suggestions, and I think that is what makes you such a an easy person to talk to and.
Wow, thank you.
Use as a sounding board, I found that I can pretty much talk to you about anything.
Oh, thank you.
I've noticed that you're that way with everyone. So
I try.
Not that I'm any more special than anyone else, but I really feel that way about you. So
the best thing is that we have each other,
Yes,
this community is just amazing, that there isn't anyone that you can't turn to. That's what's got me here, truthfully. That's why I'm on the phone with you. That's how I'm on the phone with you, is from the strength of this community.
So how did you get there? How did you get to that point? Because I know you were there in the beginning.
Yeah. When I look back, that whole phrase of, look at the man in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
It was very difficult. I was very heavy then. Life came at me. And I was diagnosed with Huntington's disease. I had been showing symptoms. And I was a part owner of a saltwater aquarium business here in Orlando, excuse me, which marine life has always been my passion. And I had to leave it. And I stayed home, didn't do anything for several months, and mm-hmm. hated life. And then I turned to Facebook, and here I stand. It's been the best thing.
Well,
sorry, it's still not easy to talk about.
I'm sorry. Well,
no, it's okay.
we all kind of go through phases in our life, but it's good to know that, you know, if you start in one place and you just make little steps toward,
absolutely,
you know, kind of, I guess I call it enlightenment, but really it's coming out of your shell.
Absolutely.
You know,
and that's why I've been a big proponent of that, where you have to think positive. I'm such a strong believer in you are what you think. So
yeah,
if you're thinking positively, if you're acting positively, you're doing everything positively. Now, let's face it, we're going to have days where we're down. We're going to have days where finances are horrific. But try to live your life like today's your last day and do
right,
everything that you can, you know?
I agree with that 125%.
And then hope you win the lottery.
Okay, let me break in here just for a second.
Not a problem.
It's already 15 minutes, my goodness. Okay, you're listening
wow,
to Help for HD. This is Melissa, your host, and our incredible special guest tonight is James Falvano, author, filmmaker of The Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease and The Faces of Huntington's Disease, I Am No Longer a Faceless Face. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. Please call in and ask James questions. I'm sure he'd love to answer your questions. So we're recording live now, but you may also listen again right after the end of the show. Just wait about an hour and a half, and it'll stream through. James' email is wehaveaface@aol.com, so please don't hesitate to contact him. Mine is helpforhd@yahoo.com. And I do have some announcements real quick. We have a new group on Facebook called Help for HD, Help HSG Awareness. I'm working with the HSG group right now, trying to bring awareness about some of the clinical trials and studies. We'll do a three-part series with HSG CREST-E, PIs for Clinical Study Awareness. It's going to be a three-part series, June 6, July 5, and August 8. Dr. Ira Scholson is the chairman and founder of HSG. He'll be on the show on May 9th. Very excited about that. And another new group on Facebook is HDSA Nation to help our HDers. I love my HDers in every state in the nation. So please ask to join Help for HD, Help HSG Awareness, and HDSA Nation, because it's easier for me to click yes, friend, than to try to seek out people who want to join. So please join those groups. And we're into our second segment. So, James, you just got back from Team Hope Walk in Jacksonville.
Yes.
You met
yes,
some awesome people. Tell us about the walk.
It was amazing. A perfect day, but extremely hot.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the first time my family had a chance to meet others with HD. I know that I had blogged about that too, and it was a great day. We met Lori Moore, who is amazing, Tina Hellam, who's amazing. I was happy to meet Edwina Ballard Sims, who is the Southeast Regional Manager for the HDSA. I was able to meet and speak with the Mundy family, who are amazing, just amazing. Lori Moore, she gave me an opportunity to speak a few minutes about the film. I actually was able to meet a few people that had already taken part in the film project, and I didn't know that they were going to be there. Liz and Gary Feldman, Patricia Rogers and his wife Lee. It was just a fantastic day, and these walks are just so important to make others aware, and it was just a great turnout. It just was a phenomenal day.
Now, this is the first time you've ever been or met anyone else with HD.
Absolutely. Outside of my family, absolutely.
Tell
other
me
than
how that
talking.
Must have felt.
Oh, it took a lot, I have to admit. I stayed as strong as I possibly could, and deep inside, to be honest with you, I just wanted to bust out in tears. but when I saw these people, I mentioned a few, but there were so many more, and then having time spent with Jason Mundy and Daniel Mundy and Mrs. Mundy, who gave me an absolutely wonderful hug, they're just amazing people, and it just made for such a great day, such an absolutely great day.
So you mentioned these walks are important, not only just for awareness, but for camaraderie and connecting with other families.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? Now,
absolutely.
What else did you do that day?
There were raffles. Pictures galore. I must have taken over 600 pictures that day. And I couldn't sleep at night until I made the video. So I was like tossing and turning. So I said, you know what, put it together and put it up there. But literally meeting these people was an amazing experience. Of course, because of all the festivities, we really didn't have a lot of time to talk because there was so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, you know, one of the best days of our life and my family.
Ah, that's wonderful. And you, how long did it take you to get to Jacksonville from where you are?
Close to 3 hours. We did two vehicles, close to 3 hours, yeah.
Wow.
And I lived in Jacksonville about 15 years ago, so it was the first time back home in about 6 years.
Now, you have family there too, right?
My partner Ian does. His mom lives there.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Hey, you know what else is, for those folks who haven't seen James' videos on YouTube, if you go to YouTube and just type in We Have a Face, right?
Yes, and everything.
All of your videos will pop up there.
Yes.
And I have a YouTube account. I don't do videos, but I have an account because I like to click on my favorites and have them available for whenever
right.
I'm corresponding with people. But if you go to YouTube, everyone, and just click, type in We Have a Face, all of James' videos will come up. And the latest one that you put up was regarding the Team Hope Walk in Jackson, Florida.
Correct.
A really cool video that you have there.
Thank you. Great memories. Great memories.
Yeah. So let's see. I know. Has the walk given you more ideas about what to do for the HD community and how to bring people together?
Yeah. Well, number one, I believe that we have to have additional walks throughout the country. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there. We need to be out in the public. We need to open up more. And we still have to accept the fact that many people are not ready yet to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to continue the dialogue. You know, just literally get on Facebook, talk to people. I mean, do whatever it is at your disposal and your means. But as for advocacy, literally opening your mouth, being there, writing, emailing, that's the grassroots right there.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who's very kind of shy about reaching out at this point?
Wow, I would say look at my first James Talk video. I am, believe it or not, I am the type of person, I am very uncomfortable being in large groups. It is so not my favorite thing. And, you know, we now have one of the best tools, which is Facebook, where you're only looking at your monitor, you know. So if people are having trouble, just start a conversation. The support groups that are on Facebook right now are amazing. People are literally opening up, telling each other what they're struggling with in life, and we need to be there. So anyone who is struggling right now, please just reach out on Facebook and do not be ashamed. The time is now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to HDSA convention?
Oh, I have my fingers crossed. I'm still waiting, like so many others, to hear back from the scholarship. It would definitely be amazing, and I want to film there, so I'm crossing my fingers and hoping because, you know, financially we're not in a good place right now, but, you know, I still have faith and hope that it'll happen.
Oh, finances. That's the hard part.
Yes,
right?
The wonderful word. Yes.
Not so fine.
No. I'm working on hitting the lottery, trust me.
Okay, so what's your timeline for phase two of your project?
Oh, phase two. Well, like I said, I'm hoping within a week to have the proposal out, and I am asking for a substantial amount of financial support to make the film happen. So if we get the support, I'm hoping to be out on location filming in 45 days. I have a travel plan. However, it won't go. I won't give it away right now as to who I'll be visiting first or whatever. Got to be a little bit of element of surprise, you know. we have a wonderful, wonderful group, and you know, so you know, I'm hoping that the proposal is accepted, and we would love it if others would wish to donate and help us out with it, but. Hopefully within a week that the company will have it, and we're just going to have to sit back and cross our fingers.
Are we saying how much we need?
Oh, money, money, money. I am looking at $250,000.
Okay, and how long will it take you to complete the second phase? do you think?
If this does happen, I would estimate that it will take me no more than 6 months to have the entire thing completed and then enter into the edit stage. I mean, it's a huge vision, and I know it can happen, and I have an idea. If individuals that are listening within the community, and if they wish to send me letters stating that they, too, would like to have this project created, you never know, it could help in the proposal. So if anybody wishes to send me an email of support to the film, I'd love to put that into the proposal.
Okay, now, say you're going to go on the road. What does that look? Give me a snapshot. What does that look like? Are you going to have an entourage? Are you going to have? How is that going to work for you? Don't you
at all times? Yeah,
to
because
help
of
you?
Yes, at all times because I cannot drive. I will have two other individuals with me, and I am blessed to be able to have family members because truthfully we can't afford a salary for anyone. I have individuals in my family that will rotate. And because I'm skilled with the camera, I'll be able to teach people in my family how to use it. I am blessed to know that I will have that support for someone who's going to be there for me. Medical reasons and worries and concerns, you know how that is. Driving, and also taking part in the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
So besides money, what else do you need to make all this happen?
Well, more support. I need to be able to show this company that I'm going to propose this to, that the HD community is backing this, that they want this to happen, because let's face it, nothing of its magnitude has ever been created.
That's true.
So anything that anyone could do, write, email, make a phone call to me, you know, let me know that you support the film, you know, take part in the film. So right now, that's, you know, and also donations, which let's face it, everyone in the HD community, we have our financial issues.
Right.
So I can't sit here and say to people in the community, hey, help me with this film, because I know that everyone's scratching for pennies, you know. It's the times that we're in right now.
Lots of stuff to think about.
Yeah, and it's a huge, huge project. It really is. So with a little luck and a little hope, I really believe that it'll happen. I really do.
Well, is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners or anything else that you...
Well, you know, and I know that I had touched base with you on this regarding the HDSA and walks and things like that.
Yes.
If I can touch base on the Parity Act one more time, because there was an idea.
Yes.
Yeah, there was an idea that Jane and I were talking about. We were both on the same page, that if anyone is going to hold a future walk, fundraiser, or anything that has to do with HD, if they can simply set up a kiosk or a place with laptops, iPads, smartphones, they would be able to garner support for the Huntington's Disease Parity Act right there on the spot. So it's just some food for thought, you know, for upcoming events. Because I was standing at the Hope Walk and, you know, had a little time to myself and I went onto my smartphone and that's when it hit me, like, wow, we're here and people are registering. Wow, it could have been coupled with, hey, let's step over here and show the support here. So it's just an idea.
Right. We're getting ready to go off the live portion of the show, but hold on just a second. So contact Jane Kogan on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Send her a friend request and get on her page.
And her email, too.
I love the kiosk idea. That's wonderful, and I hope you guys develop that. But I want to conclude our live portion of the show tonight with Paul Vano, and thank you as always for an awesome show, James. And your email
thank
is you. Have a face at AOL.com. My email is helpforhd@yahoo.com. Don't forget to click follow on the site or email reminders of upcoming episodes. Next week on Monday, April 18, we have Philip J. Hart. He's here to talk about SSI disability and the GINA Act. Then on Thursday the 21st, we have a special show with Dr. John LaPuma, internist and chef med, to teach us how to make food work better for our health. All of us caregivers need to know that. Good night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Help for HD. And, James, I just want to kind of continue the conversation.
Absolutely.
Some more ideas about the film, the last phase of the film. some more ideas about the lottery that you're talking about, and
correct.
You were saying something about a monument.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit more? 'Cause
absolutely.
I think that's a beautiful idea.
Absolutely. Let me talk about the monument first. When I was in Tennessee the week before last, or was it last week? I don't know what time goes.
I was cut off.
I know. I was cut off from internet, phone. So I had time to research.
Oh my God.
And so, I thought about it. And I said, wow, wouldn't it be great to be able to have a monument? And, I looked at some pages and some pictures, and I saw these beautiful, slabs of rock. And within these slabs of rock were these beautiful, customizable plaques that you can have anything. I saw the ribbon. I saw it there, And words, whatever the community decides for the verbiage to be, because it's not going to be my decision. It's going to be the community's decision. And literally ask people in the community, whether it's the HDSA or, whomever, to house this within their lobby and place that in there in the last scenes of the film to dedicate and almost kind of bring the circle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that really touched me because, like I said, I had plenty of time in Tennessee to walk in the forest and across the stream and all that. So I was around nature, and I'm a nature person so it gave me the opportunity to really think about the project deeper and kind of make a little tweaks and changes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But where
would this monument be, do you think?
I have ideas. Are you meaning where to actually place it?
Yeah.
Maybe if the HDSA would be willing to have it in their lobby in New York.
Mm-hmm. Would it be like a garden area?
I would hope so. And to be quite frank with you, and honest, I have never been to the center in HDSA, their headquarters, so I don't know what their structure is. But, because even in the pictures, you can put it on some type of pedestal. And, hey, I like that idea. I mean, plants and weeds can be put around that and be monitored.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
But as for the lottery, I kind of sat myself down and said, I don't like using that word, but it's almost like, what are you going to say? You put people's name in a hat and you pull them out. And, right now I'm not sure how many individuals, because once again, it's going to be based upon the budget of the film. I'm guesstimating at least 5 people that we will do visits to their home so that we can sit down and hear their story and film it. If they don't wish to be filmed, they don't have to be filmed. I can do audio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to think that they have to be on film because, like I said earlier, it's not my favorite thing to be on film either. So I empathize with and sympathize. So.
And you do it so well.
Oh, Lord. It's a lot of, oh, no, and I'm not going to use the expletives right now, but.
And refilm.
And redo it. Refilm 15 times. So.
Well, you want personal stories, but they don't necessarily have to be. You could use different names, right, if you wanted to.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll do it just like in any typical documentary. Audio can be skewed a little bit, but the reality of it is, I'm really hoping that people would want to tell their stories and have their faces shown. But like I said, I'm not making that the definitive answer.
Right.
I am willing to work with anybody regarding that.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to talk about real quick, too, is the Gene Veritas blog.
Yes, yes.
And how he went through this kind of the same metamorphosis that you went through in taking the mask
off.
The same week?
I think it was the same week. I think it was within a 7-day period, I believe, he, quote-unquote, took off his mask, and I released the film. And I had never seen or heard, and vice versa, of Ken or Gene. And it would be wonderful to have a dialogue with him about that, too. And it would be great to have him on the show.
I've been trying to get him on the show. So hopefully, Gene, if you're listening, please come on and help for HD. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Ken. I know. Well, he definitely is worth listening to. I mean, his writing, his blogs, everything, his story is absolutely amazing.
Oh, his interviews are amazing too.
Yes,
interviews on VMU.
Absolutely.
I don't know how to. Is that how you say it? VMU?
I believe it's VMU. I mean, but then again, I could be wrong.
Oh. He's done some incredible interviews with really high-profile scientific people and amazing stuff. So anyway,
I can't remember.
So it's kind of amazing how. It's almost like it's a new day. People are really starting to come out and be champions.
Absolutely. And it's amazing to see it each day, Melissa. Yeah. Each day you notice the numbers are growing. People are talking. People are trying to reach out. People are trying to get the support. And that's where it all begins. And it's an amazing thing each day to see a new face, a new person, a new individual, and to be able to hear or read their issues, their comments. And it's not always mundane. I mean, there's positive things. You know, everybody has, you know, a way of communicating. Because God knows if I posted 2.5 years ago, I don't think anybody would want to read my posts. So... You know.
Well, sometimes it takes a while for people to kind of warm up to an idea.
Absolutely.
Or,
absolutely.
I remember when you first sent your film out.
Oof.
How scary that was for you, because just pushing that button to send was like, should I do it or should I not do it? And
hands down,
the
most difficult.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Hands down, the most difficult decision that I have ever made was to click that send button, because I knew that I was taking on a path which I truly believe was already set for me. I truly believe that this is a mission. It is my life. I do nothing but advocate. And there are so many. Look at you, the things that you do. It's amazing. And I know it. I feel it. We're not going to be in the minority. We're going to be in the majority soon, I hope.
I think it's just a matter of stepping out in faith that, you know,
absolutely,
what we're doing is for people who need help and
absolutely
want help but don't know
absolutely
how to go about it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like being a champion for those who are kind of stuck in a rut, maybe.
And I want to give a little bit of kudos to the A-team, because let me tell you, not only have the A-team, including you, have been there for me, for each other. The A-team members, and there's so many of you guys, and I apologize, I don't mean to leave anybody out. I'm just going to use a few examples. Sue Wright, huge, huge advocate in this community in England, and she has 3 times a week, she has a chat session, which can actually be found on the wehaveafaith.org site on the groups link. And what she does is simply amazing. And then we have Crystal. We have Krista. We have Cindy. We have all these people that just have, like, the HD family group. They are all over Facebook every day, just, you know, giving out advice, just being an ear, you know.
We're being supportive, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're, you know, and I hate that I left out anybody, but I just blame that on my bad memory.
Well, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I turn it on, because I never know who's on there. And I always check, of course, check my email to make sure, you know, everybody's okay and
who
needs
what
and all that. So it's kind of your life, you know, you make it your life. And
yes,
it's not
it's
everything's
true.
Life, but it's a huge part of your life that
yes.
is meaningful to others, and it's kind of like we're all in this HD thing together, so
absolutely.
Let's be a family and support each
absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate
absolutely.
Everything that you're doing. And
and I appreciate you having me on and always being there for everybody. And I believe that the future is going to be brighter, much brighter than we could ever imagine.
I think it is too. So, everyone, don't forget to go to Facebook, Jane Cogan, and let's get really active with advocacy. And we have a break here, a recess with our representative and our senators. So let's try to go after them in a good way, of course.
Absolutely.
They should be in their home states, right?
Yes. And if I can make one more note about that.
Uh-huh.
If individuals have already contacted their senators or the House of Representatives
mm-hmm.
in their state via the Take Action page, you know, well, the whole entire thing is already done for you. The page that I'm talking about is what I'm going to actually video.
Right.
Jane has made mention that even though you sent and you clicked on that send button, follow up with Jane and ask her, hey, I need for you to help me follow up because I want to make sure that that senator or that representative got my message.
Right.
And she also made a comment today, specifically with the Senate bill, that some of the feedback that she's getting from some of the senators is that, well, we cannot act upon this without our constituents telling us.
Right.
So it's not that they don't want to do it. We have to be the voice.
So in other words, letters aren't enough. We need to be a voice.
Follow up
and
continue to do
contact
it.
Them
Call.
Directly, right?
Well, actually, Jane had made mention that it would be in the best interest to email her because, unfortunately,
okay.
with senators and the representatives, they go through staff very quickly, so emails change.
Oh,
so rather
good.
Than
good
try
point.
And hunt them down
okay.
is to actually send an email to Jane. Hey, Jane, I live in this city. Here's
okay.
my zip code. I sent out the letter. I need you to give me their
good
assistance
point.
Email address.
Okay.
So yeah,
everybody, contact Jane.
Yes.
And give us Jane's contact information again. I didn't write it down.
Oh, let me get my note. It is.
I'm not on the.
It's all good. JKOGAN, that's Jay Kogan, excuse me, at hdsa.org.
Okay.
Or call her directly at 212-242-1968, and she can be reached at extension 226. And
okay.
literally, Jane is on this. She is on this.
I know she is.
So anything that we can give to her, I know without a shadow of a doubt, she is quick to respond via email. So those were strong points, and I'm hoping that people listen back because those points I failed to
I'm glad
say
you brought
beginning.
That up. Because
I apologize for that, but
well,
so much information.
Well, no, we think if we sent a letter, that's good enough, but it's really not. Letters
exactly.
are one, only one part of the...
The puzzle.
The puzzle.
Absolutely.
We need to actually be a voice, too. And
absolutely.
Contact them directly.
And Jane is a mover and a shaker.
That.
So
mm-hmm. I've actually done that in the past. And it really does make a difference when you call the office and you talk to
yes.
the right person and you say, this is what I need. They
right.
they want to hear from us. They need to
absolutely.
Hear from us.
Absolutely.
And
just to give you... I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, just because I remembered something else. I had asked Jane that, hey, you know, I'm making this documentary, and one of my goals is to interview a senator or, mm-hmm. you know, one of the Congress or House of Representatives, anyone regarding the Parity Act and their vision and their feedback regarding our vision and our mission and the needs that we have. And Jane said that one of our team members, which I have to get with her, Lauren Holder, she
oh, yeah.
actually met with local representatives and people that really are movers and shakers. So
yes.
I've definitely got to, you know, give some props to Lauren Holder because she
yeah.
really went after this and she made it her point to meet with these people. And, you know, she really garnered support. So I've got to get with her regarding that. So note to self.
Well, you know, once you make a personal contact with your representative and they see your face, they see how it's affected you personally, that makes that connection that very,
absolutely.
You know, important personal
absolutely.
Connection to what it is that we're trying to do with
absolutely.
Parity. And, man, if everybody could do that in their own state, what
yeah.
response we'd have. It would be
yeah.
really amazing.
Well, let's look at it. Seriously, we've
yeah.
already gotten more than halfway there. We're
yeah.
almost at the finish line because it's – and I may be wrong when I say this, but I think I'm correct, but I think it's now up to the Senate. Because once it's garnered by the Senate, in my opinion, and I may be wrong, it could be a done deal. So we've come a long way with actually contacting with the HR, which is the House of Representatives, and the S bill is the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this
there,
can
people.
Be done.
Let's drive it home.
Mm-hmm. And especially knowing that they're home, you think I won't ask Ian to put me in the car and take me down there? I did actually go to one meeting about a year and a half ago. I won't mention names. And it wasn't a good turnout, and the individual got upset and left.
Aww.
Believe it or not. Yeah, so I'm not done, you know, knocking on doors. And
yeah.
Now that Jane opened that for me, because that was one of the missing pieces in the film was, you know, how do I get in touch with them? And now that Jane opened the door, I'm going to utilize Jane for that, you know, resource.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we need more soldiers like Lauren and
yes.
you. And we need some clones of Jane so she can really go after all these people.
Rich ones. Remember that. Rich ones.
Yes, rich ones.
It's definitely been a great ride.
We've got lots
it's
of work
not
to
done
do
yet.
Still. We've got lots of work to do.
Yes. Yes.
In many ways. But we're getting somewhere. And, you know, it just takes a lot of talking about things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Opening your mouth, explaining things.
The best
things.
Tool you have is your mouth.
And education. We need to be
Absolutely.
Educating ourselves and educating
Absolutely.
Other people. So, you know, I found with the show, I found that the more I research and learn and try to, you know, broadcast, the more I learn. So it's
right.
kind of
Absolutely. It's an everyday. Look at what I experienced.
Perpetual
I told you that earlier.
Thing.
About being in Tennessee, I learned the entire trials through the HSG.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it gave me a moment to say, you know what, you have to practice what you preach, so you better get in here, sit down, and read about the CRESTI, the two care, the cohort, the predict. I mean,
right.
I can't help others. If you can't help others if you don't have the tool and if you haven't helped yourself.
That is
so,
true. And HSG stands for Huntington Study Group, and they are
yeah.
an amazing group of wonderful people who are doing these clinical trials and studies, and they need to connect with us. They need to know
yes.
what it is that we need from them and what we
and they want to know.
They want to know. So
yeah.
we're going to be working with them here in the next few months, getting some more information about clinical trials and studies out to the community, and we're going to learn what it is. What is a clinical study? What is a clinical
Absolutely.
Trial? Why? What are the regulations? Because there's a lot of regulations that
yeah,
they have
there are.
To abide by, and you know,
yeah,
we don't
are.
Really know all that stuff, so we need to
Absolutely.
Learn. And we're going to be teaching
And the more people. Feedback that comes across, the easier it's going to be to bridge that gap, because
right.
they are the ones that are You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but they came to you. They came to us as a community. So that
they want,
just goes to show
no,
that they
yeah.
need us. You
they
know,
do.
They want.
Well, and we
so,
need them. We need them.
Absolutely, yes,
we
yes.
We need each other.
Yes.
This is a symbiotic
And that was
thing
another
going
thing
on here.
That I received a few emails prior to releasing my first info bit was about, well, I'm confused. I don't understand the terminology. I don't know if I fit the suit per se for this
mm-hmm.
trial, and these are legitimate questions, because
right.
this is the reason why people are not going forward. They're scared, they don't know, they don't have the education, excuse
right.
me, they're not educated about the trial, that you know what I'm talking
right.
about, the study
right.
at hand.
Right.
And if I can do it, and I can sit in beautiful Tennessee and read about these trials, anyone can. And I broke it down. I broke it down.
Yeah.
What is creatine? What is CoQ10? You know, and then I'm like, wow. This is great. Maybe I should look into this. You know, so it's a learning game every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, if we can just break it down into little
yes.
bites, bits.
Yes.
Now, James Tuck bits.
Yeah,
info
question
bits.
For you on that. Is that something that, I mean, it may be a little bit of a open-ended question, but the HSG, will they maybe revamp, maybe this is something that we can bring this to their attention, maybe revamp the verbiage and make it a little bit less complicated? I mean, it's just, you know, food for thought. Because
definitely.
That was the feedback.
I think they're pretty much open to hearing what we need,
okay.
what we have to say, and
okay.
what are, you know, they want to know what we're thinking and what we're talking
right.
about and how we feel about
that was,
things. So.
That was the feedback that was, you know, coming
yeah.
toward me, toward that, was, you know, breaking it down a little bit more simpler and, you know, basically the fear will go away. I really believe that
I
people will be more...
part of it, too, from what I can... just from my standpoint, being a caregiver, is, you know, our caregivers need to be educated.
Absolutely.
Because
that is
the caregivers
perfect point.
Are the ones who are going to drive our HDRs to the wherever we're going to go. We're the drivers. We're the people
absolutely.
Who are putting things in motion. So, you know, we need to understand all that stuff ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great point.
Yeah. Just sitting in my caregiver seat here.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I think we're about to the end of our comment
okay.
here. I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about other than let's get to working
let's
for Jane.
Stomp
Hogan,
this and let's do
and,
this. And
yeah.
Yeah. And I thank you again for having me on.
Aww.
And I love the A-Team. I love you.
Thank you.
I love everyone for everyone's support. And I will be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Good, because we want you and we need you, so don't go anywhere.
Yes, well, thank you.
Until you get funded, and then you're on the road.
There you go.
So we need ideas. We need funding for James' next phase. Anybody out there that can help, please contact him, and
yes.
we'll get you on the road and get your
absolutely.
Project completed. I love your idea about
know.
The memorial. I think we need
yeah.
to explore that more.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to pilot the comment tonight, because I know that people will email, because it was something that I kind of wanted to leave, because
mm-hmm.
it's all about timing. I knew that I was going to be a week out of sending the proposal, and I wanted to at least put those two ideas out so that people
yeah.
realize that the depth of this is huge. It's not just getting on camera. This is literally doing things that no one has ever done.
Right.
So
right. Like
with everybody together,
right
we'll do it.
Okay. Well,
thank
it sounds
you.
Like a wonderful plan, and I'm so excited about this whole project. You're an amazing person. I'm so proud
thank
of you,
you,
and you've come a long way.
Yes,
and we're going to go
you.
Long, long ways together. So.
Yes, and you are loved, Melissa.
Oh, you are too. Thank you so much. Wonderful show, everyone. Contact James on wehaveaface@aol.com or go to wehaveaface.org or go to Facebook.
Go anywhere, Twitter, I'm there.
He's there. Yeah, he's there waiting for you. So thanks
go.
Again.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night,
good night,
everyone.
Melissa.
Have a good week.
Have a good night. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.